G'day awesome people, welcome to episode number 8 of the Cycling Coaching Podcast. Pumping them out, thank you very much for all these questions. You keep sending them, I'll do my best to answer them. So today's question comes from Bonner. My grandma's called Bonner actually. Don't know how I just didn't connect the two when you sent me through the question. Probably because I call her grandma, or used to call her grandma all the time. Anyway, I digressed. I'm training for my first race. I'm using a plan that comes with Strava Premium. The plan calls for some rides to be intervals of a steady state pace, which is 92 to 94% of my max my max heart rate. That is obviously a very narrow band, and it's easy to occasionally go right over it and hang around 95%. Well, it's only 1% over, so it's not too bad. Is this a big deal? No. I know that you're going to say just get a power meter, which I intend to do later in the year, but I just don't want to shell out the money at the moment, so heart rate is for now. No, that's not what I would have said. I don't think a power meter is absolutely necessary or highly important. I do think training on field is more important, but heart rate training, it's okay. There's definitely nothing wrong with it. It used to be the go-to once. And now it's used as more for looking back and checking at the data. So the problem with heart rate is it's a reaction of what's going on. So you start the interval, it takes a good few Mississippis for your heart rate to increase. So you're at a certain level for a certain time before your heart rate starts catching up. So going over it, it's very easy done. Staying under, you know, it's a little bit harder. But having said that, it doesn't take long before you're able to do heart rate training. And you could guess it and be within a few beats of what it actually is. You become quite efficient at that. It's been a long time since I've even tried that, but I used to be able to do it, going back half a dozen years ago when I used to stare at my watch all the time. But no, it's not that important. The important thing is what you're trying to achieve. So it's 1% over. That's not going to be a big deal. You're still going to get a lot out of it. Especially at that zone rate. But what I will say is I go back to when I coach athletes with no power meter, I go back to that the triple M theory of moderate, medium, mad. So for instance, a moderate is you should be able to do it quite comfortably and you should be able to hold a conversation throughout that time frame. And if you can't hold a conversation, it means you're going too fast, so you need to back it off a little. And preferably you do 100% of that with nasal breathing, but that's for another episode altogether. Medium is whatever the time frame is, whether it's 3 minutes, 20 minutes or whatever, it needs to be uncomfortable but manageable. So depending on the distance, well, it depends greatly on the effort. So if it's only 3 minutes, you're in VO2 max territory. If it's 20 minutes, you're at sweet spot territory. So it will depend greatly on the amount of power you're going to be producing, but it's going to be uncomfortable but manageable. Mad is balls to the wall, as hard and as fast as possible without compromising your technique. So I'm a big fan of those. I think you're sticking with the right thing, because what you've done, and there's a lot of crap out there. When I mean a lot of crap, I mean there's good crap, bad crap, medium crap, doesn't matter. But just everything. There's a lot of stuff out there. So the thing I like what you're doing is you've picked one thing and you're sticking with that one thing. It will work. All stuff works. So I'll switch this to a diet, for instance. All diets work. You've just got to pick one, it doesn't matter what it is. If you pick one and stick with it, it's probably going to work. it's training is very much the same way. There's so many different types of training philosophies and programs and ideas and concepts out there that it will do your head in. Now, where people go wrong is they'll take a bit from there, take a bit from there, and they'll take a bit this in, and then, oh, well, he's doing that, so I'm going to start doing that. And they start losing the whole scope of what they're trying to achieve. If you stick with this Strava premium plan, you and you're obviously going to have to make little changes along the way, probably, you know, to fit in with time, your availability, your fatigue, you know, whatever, the life circumstances getting in the way. So, but if you can stick with that as close as humanly possible, you will succeed, because you've got the one plan. It's only when you start listening to me and you go, oh, what you need to start doing is, you know, I start answering a question for someone else and you go, oh yeah, that's what I should do. And then you start and you take something away from this plan you're doing and you put that little thing that I've said in because I've suggested it to someone else, and you go, yeah, I should do that. And that's when things start marking up. And it, like, if you see this ride, you know, three different kinds of ride in a program, and you think, what's the point of having ride number one? I should change it to this because it's going to be harder and faster. Well, that ride number one could be there for a very good reason, because it's going to either complement one of the other rides or set it up for another one, or it's going to, you know, be a complement to a ride you've just done. Or there's generally a very, very good reason why those sessions are in a training plan for in that particular spot. Or they'll be saying, oh, you see athletes do this all the time and it drives me insane. Oh, yeah, swap Wednesday for Friday. I think, why? You know, sometimes it's 100% okay, but then other times you think, why did you do that? You've just taken away from what we're trying to achieve for this training block. And you say to it, well, you should have let me know. I could have, you know, offered it a different suggestions if that particular session wasn't going to work. But you know, that's just to give a little an extreme example. But anyway, I hope that helps. Stick with it. I like that you've got one plan and you're sticking with it. And don't stress too far. Stress too much that your heart rate goes over 1%, over the max part of the effort. You're still getting a lot out of it. So I hope that helps. So if you guys have any other questions, jump on your email, tim@trainsmooth.com. Till next episode, hooroo.